The Acoustic Hour with Anthony Frazier.
1160 WCCS.
Good morning, Indiana County. You're listening to The Acoustic Hour. This is Pamela Townsend.
I'm your host, Anthony Frazier, and with in-studio guests, Christian singer and songwriter Pamela Townsend and family. They're all here, folks, and you're going to be in for a nice treat here. Pamela is all the way from Altoona. They came down, and I met her today. She's like a really nice person. Her kid and husband are here, and it's a family affair on the Acoustic Hour. You're going to enjoy them. We heard a track from their new CD, Let My Light Shine, a beautiful song. Take a short sponsored break and come back live with Pamela Townsend all the way from Altoona, a Christian singer-songwriter. And we're going to tell you about her website, new CD, what's happening in her ministry. And you're going to hear her live this morning. Stay tuned, folks. You're in for a treat. It's the Acoustic Hour.
1160 WCCAS. The Acoustic Hour.
You're listening to The Acoustic Hour, 1160 WCCS, and we're here with Pamela Townsend. Good morning, Pamela.
Good morning.
How are you?
Cold.
Well, Mike Burdick did his best to warm the place up, so thanks for coming down. How was the drive down?
It was nice. We came down last night, spent the night, so we didn't have to get up so early.
And what about the breakfast?
breakfast. Wow, it was all right. The eggs kind of bounced a little bit.
Famous bounce, huh?
You know, those hotel eggs.
Well, we're not going to mention the hotel because they might get mad. But anyway, you had a nice drive down.
Yes, we did.
Okay. Have you ever been down here before? Is this your, you've been to Indiana before?
I've been down to Indiana. I've never been here.
Uh-huh. Well, tell us about, to our new listeners out there and old listeners who never heard of you, who is Pamela? Even before we get to that, because we always ask the artists who they are, and they always say it's a really, really, really tough question to answer so early in the morning. And I just want to give our listeners just a little bit of information about you before we get into who you are. Is that all right?
That's okay.
Okay, and again, this just is part of the biography, folks. Being raised in a Christian home as a child, she had many opportunities to learn about God and hear great teachings of the Word. She began singing at the age of 3, wow, with a trio in her church called Sunbeams. And they sang at churches, banquets, nursing homes, and just about every door that came along. Although she sang for many years about the Savior, the depth of her love never became real until she was a teenager. Right after her 16th birthday, she was invited to sing with a group in Lancaster, PA. With hesitation, she went, not knowing that God had encompassed her life with His love and a plan for her. Never before had she met a group of young people who were genuinely in love with the Lord. The Holy Spirit worked in her life in that summer, and she gave her life and voice to Him. God's love and the reality of His sacrifice had touched her, and so began her commitment to ministry to share God's wondrous grace. And again, that information and more information is on her website, PamelaTownsend.com, PamelaTownsend.com. Her email is Pamela@PamelaTownsend.com. And there's a nice little quote up there. A perverse man stirs up dissension, and a gossip separates close friends, Proverbs 16:28. Her new CD is Let My Light Shine, just released. And for our listeners, again, who is Pamela Townsend?
I don't know where to start. That is a hard question.
It is.
Actually, what I do as an occupation, I'm a psychiatric technician. I work in a geriatric psych unit.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'm known as the singing psych tech. And God's used my ministry in my job as well as outside of the hospital to kind of reach patients, soothe them when they're anxious.
Uh-huh.
And but outside of there, the favorite thing I like to do is to sing for the Lord. And I guess I'm a born-again Christian that loves the Lord and wants to get His message out there to others.
All right. Cool. Tell us about your new CD.
Our new CD was just released this past year. We did it at a local recording station close to home. And the theme of the CD is Let My Light Shine. And I think that's where my heart is. I want to let my light shine for the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Well, how, and you said your CD was just released? You mean this month, last month? Do you know when?
This past summer.
Okay. And how is it being received on the airways, or are you getting it on the airways? Is it tough?
It's hard to get it on local radio stations only because they want the artists that have made it big. You know? We haven't made it there yet, and I'm not sure that's our goal.
Right.
Yeah, it's tough.
Well, you have your family here. Tell us about your family and how that has, because it's tough being an artist and also with a family. So how does that balance, or how do you balance that?
Sometimes it's hard, but Gerald is my husband, and he is very receptive to the ministry. In fact, he's probably my biggest encouragement.
Uh-huh.
He has encouraged me to write more music, and I never thought of myself as a music writer, and he said, you can do it. And so we just kind of put our hands to the plug and tried. And God has just given us so many songs this past year. And he has encouraged me tremendously. He's my sound man. And he probably puts more time into the ministry as far as places to go and the website and things like that more so than I do.
Great.
And so he's very supportive of the ministry.
Well, who takes care of your website?
My husband takes care of the website.
Okay. And you want to give that a web address?
It's Pamela Townsend at PamelaTownsend.com.
Okay. A lot of stuff up there. And there's something about puppets up there. Tell us about that.
Well, actually, we started a puppet ministry a couple years ago, and it's kind of gone by the wayside a little bit, only because it's hard to find people that are committed to practice and go out there with us. But we've done a couple shows the last this past summer, my husband and I, and we got some kids involved from the church, and we did some programs there, but it's kind of laid back a little bit.
Okay. But you have a sign in a members only on your website. People can sign in. And what is the reason for that?
I think that's just the way it was designed. We're not even exactly sure how that whole thing works. we've tried it and people have sent things. And it's like I said, my husband takes care of the computer. I'm not real computer literate. So.
Okay. We always have to have supportive people to use their expertise to help us in that way. Are you generally a solo artist, or do you play with other artists, or how do you do that?
Generally, I'm a solo artist. I do have, in the past year, I've gotten involved with a man from our church. He's did a couple recorded songs on my new CD.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Randy Ridbaum, and very, very excellent singer, and... We did a couple things together, but most of the time it's independent.
Okay. Well, how about we hear a selection? You're going to play live for us on the Acoustic Hour. What are you going to play for us this lovely cold morning?
This song is a song that I wrote just recently. It's more of a worship song. It's called Only For You.
Uh-huh. Well, you're listening to Pamela Townsend on 1160 WCCS, folks, and this is an original song, Only For You, live on the Acoustic Hour.
Us with your spirit, come and touch us with your grace. May we feel your presence here, Lord, as we kneel and seek your face. Lay our burdens down before you, weary souls, seek peace and rest. Forgive us, Lord, hear our plea, help us to see. Visions of truth, hope for tomorrow, glimpses of you, eternity. Open our hearts, your love to give. Be more like Jesus, help us to live only for you. Come and fill us with your spirit, come and touch us with your grace. May we feel your presence here, Lord, as we kneel and seek your face. Lay our burdens down before you, weary souls, seek peace and rest. Forgive us, Lord, hear our plea, help us to see. Visions of truth, hope for tomorrow, glimpses of you, eternity. Open our hearts, your love to give. Be more like Jesus, help us to live only for you.
Very nice. Only For You in 1160 WCCS, Pamela Townsend. Very nice song. Wow. When did you write that?
I wrote it probably about a month or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was during the time whenever families were being challenged in the government, and I think we just needed to get back to the truth of the word, and it kind of gave me a vision for writing the song.
Oh, very nice. Very, very beautiful song. Now, you're going to play us another tune, but what I'd like to do is hear a song off your CD, if you don't mind.
That's fine.
Now, you sent me a demo CD with three selections on it. Why did you pick those three to send out?
It's been a while back since I sent it. I'm not sure what I sent you.
Well, you sent me one. It had, I have to look at it too, Let My Light Shine, Psalm 18, and You Were There.
I think some of those were probably some of the better ones that I liked. Psalm 18 was written during a time whenever I was having some difficulty at work with harassment, and it just encouraged me to write that song and talk about the Lord's strength and how he helps us through those situations.
Well, how about we listen to Psalm 18, if that's okay?
Okay.
And this is off the new CD, Let My Light Shine, Pamela Townsend, and a local Christian singer-songwriter. She just sang live. Very beautiful. Now, folks, I know this is an AM station, and when it sounds good on AM, that's very good. So without any effects or things like that, Pam, you did a very nice job.
Thank you.
With the first song. Got that out of the way, huh?
Yeah.
We're going to hear from her CD, Psalm 18 on 1160 WCCS. Very nice. Psalm 18 on 1160 WCCS. That's from Pamela Townsend's new CD. And where's your CD available? How can people get it and get more information about it?
You can get the CD through our website at PamelaTownsend.com. Mm-hmm. Or we have one of our CDs in the local Christian Family Bookstore in Altoona.
Okay. And can they, for example, go into the Christian bookstore here in Indiana County and order that? Do they work together in that respect?
I'm not sure if it's the same store here as we have back there.
I have no idea either. But they could try that.
They could try, yeah.
Actually go in and try and demand it and say, we'd like to have that CD here.
That's right.
Okay, what are you going to play next for us?
The next one I'd like to do is called If I Had Been the Only One.
Okay. Now, this is original tune.
Yes.
Now, is this on your CD?
This one is not on my CD. This is one that I've just written recently.
Okay.
And I think I based this on John 3:16. If I had been the only one that needed a Savior, that Jesus would have died just for me.
Okay. You're listening to Pamela Townsend on 1160 WCCS, If I'd Been the Only One. Thank you, Pamela. You're doing a great job, by the way.
Thanks. I was a little nervous about about being live on the radio, but this is kind of fun.
Oh, you're doing well. Okay, go ahead.
There were times in my life when I searched all the world for things that would satisfy my soul. But those things passed away, and Jesus still remained. He was everything I needed, and even more. Oh Lord, my God, how great you are, that you would sacrifice your son for one like me. If I had been the only one that needed a savior, I know you would have died just for me. If you're searching for something to fill that empty void, and you've tried everything this world can give, turn your eyes upon the one that gave his precious son, for he loves you and he will make you whole. Oh Lord, my God, how great you are, that you would sacrifice your son for one like me. If I had been the only one that needed a savior, I know you would have died just for me. If I had been the only one that needed a savior, I know you would have died just for me.
Well, very nice. Pamela Townsend on 1160 WCCS. We're going to give her a short break here. She's doing a wonderful job here. Her new CD is Let My Light Shine, which is available through her website and the Christian bookstores. You can go into bookstores and ask for it. That's what we need to do, ask for that. And very nice. It's the first CD, new artist, and we hope you're having a great time out there, listeners, and you're all over the place. We appreciate all the feedback that we get on the show, and we love bringing you new and fresh and very talented artists, and she fits in that bunch very nice. Okay, tell us a little bit about, then we mentioned family, but we talked off air a little bit about your family. It's a little bit more extensive than I thought. Tell us about your family, and you may have, I think you have a special prayer for them.
Yeah, I have 6 children. I guess I better mention their names. I better not miss one. Corey, Brandon, Bridget, Brianna, Kelsey, and Isaac here in the studio. And also my parents, Joyce and Lou Stahl from Altoona. And I also want to give recognition to the Altoona Lions Church and our pastor, Tim McGarvey, because they uphold us in prayer and support us in that way.
I think that's great. Now, your kids aren't listening. Obviously, they probably can't hear it, but they're going to listen to this tape. What would you want? I mean, they're a range from 20 to a toddler. If you had one prayer for them, what would that be?
If I had one prayer for my children, is that they would all accept the Lord as their personal Savior and be working in ministry.
All right. You hear that, kids? You have a job to do. Now, Mom, she looks really young. She looks like she's about 22, so I don't know how she has a 20-year-old. I don't know how that's even possible. She looks very young. But now, your husband is very supportive of what you're doing, and he brought some new CDs in. And tell us a little bit about the different CDs that you have.
The first CD that I did was actually a birthday gift to me from my husband.
Uh-huh.
I had always wanted to record some music, and my husband surprised me on my birthday. He sent letters out to people in the church and family, and they all sent money as a gift for my birthday. And on my birthday, they had a surprise birthday party, and it was money for the recording. And I was totally shocked, and a new guitar, actually. I Want to Praise You, and that was one of the first songs that I've written.
Uh-huh.
And my second CD, we just did recently, and we had met a gentleman that I've known since I was a child, and he heard me sing at an outdoor festival. They were running sound, and he asked me if I had ever thought about recording,
mm-hmm.
not knowing we had already done one.
Mm-hmm.
And he offered us a deal with his recording studio, and so we worked on that, and I wrote probably more songs on my second CD than on my first.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Okay, what we're going to also do is we will have, coming up here, a holiday acoustic gift basket, and we're going to actually put your CDs in that. So our callers will be able to win that. How about that?
That sounds wonderful.
So the value of this basket is going to be a lot of money, a lot of nice talent in there. We haven't done it in a while, so we're going to do it this year. We're going to have a holiday acoustic gift basket, and your CDs will be part of that gift basket. Okay, we would love to hear another song from you.
Okay, this is a song that is actually on my new CD.
Mm-hmm.
It's called You Were There.
You Were There on 1160 WCCS. And the longer she's here, the more we're finding out about her. There's great CDs, all kinds of stuff. She got a bunch of kids out there and a loving and devoted husband. This is wonderful stuff. It doesn't get any better than this on Acoustic Hour 1160 WCCS.
Times when I stumbled, there were times when I've fallen on my face, and sins I wish I could erase. And Lord, where were you when I fell? Oh, why couldn't I tell that you were there all along? It was I who failed to see you were there and will always be. Let me lift my eyes and call on you. I call on you. Obstacles too great and valleys I could not walk alone, and hearts of people cold as stone. And Lord, why were you so far away? Oh, didn't you listen when I prayed to lift me from this place? It was I who failed to see you were there and will always be. Let me lift my eyes and call on you. I call on you. I call on you.
Very nice. Very nice song. I Call on You, 1160 WCCS, Pamela Townsend. Her new CDs are available through her website, PamelaTownsend.com. If there is an artist, a Christian artist out there that you would like to meet, who would that be?
I think Twyla Paris.
Paris.
Yeah. She's one of the most inspirational, I think, singers and writers, and her music is just so worshipful that I just love her music.
You have that Twyla Paris thing going on.
Yeah.
You do. You have it going on. And who inspires you musically?
Well, actually, the Lord is the one that's given me the words and the music to the songs.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of things that happened in my life or a lot of circumstances that I face or mm-hmm. just times when I've spent with the Lord has inspired me to write.
Mm-hmm. You have such a beautiful voice here. And we're listening to, there's your music in the background. I'm just going to bring this up a little bit. When you hear your music, what do you think of?
I'm not sure what you're asking me.
When you hear your music played back, like on the radio, or when you're hearing it now, what are you thinking?
I think my greatest thought is that it's an extension of our ministry, speaking our heart and the Lord's heart to those around.
Mm-hmm. Because artists often have trouble hearing their music because they're so involved in creating it that it's hard just to sit back and listen and enjoy it.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Well, that's
you're
normal.
More critical of yourself.
Yeah.
I think that's part of it.
Right. Yeah, that's what
you
I'm
pick
saying.
It apart.
Well, I it's a gift. It's a tremendous gift, and I've been listening to your CD since I got it. Now I'm hearing it more. Hearing you live, I mean, the passion and your faith is just, it just overwhelms. It's impressive. I mean, you're so gentle in here. It's very nice.
I'm enjoying myself.
Oh, we're enjoying. We're going to have you back here on the Acoustic Hour. But we're going to just take a short break here and hear from our sponsors and come back. And how about we have you play another live tune when we come back?
Okay.
Is that okay?
That's good.
You're listening to Pamela Townsend on the Acoustic Hour, 1160 WCCS. Folks, there's so much talent in this region. It's impossible just to tell you all about it. But she's from Altoona. Her husband and her young kid is here. And they're a joy to meet. The music is incredible. And, yeah, Twyla Paris, I can hear it in there. I hear the influence. You're listening live. We'll be back with another selection right after a short break from our sponsors on the Acoustic Hour.
The Acoustic Hour, 1160 WCCS.
We're back here on the Acoustic Hour, 1160 WCCS. Pamela Townsend is our guest. PamelaTownsend.com. I'm enjoying myself here in the studio. Pamela Townsend has a new CD out, Let My Light Shine. You've been listening to cuts from that selection. Also live selections. We're going to hear her play another live selection. What are you going to do today? I mean, right now.
This is actually a song that I was asked to do for my sister-in-law. Called me. She said, we're doing a Christmas musical, and can you write us a song based on Hebrews 13:2, which is, do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing, some people have entertained angels without knowing it.
Wow.
And so I kind of, it's called Could It Be an Angel? And it was kind of a fun song to write, and it's for the kids.
How appropriate. Well, thank you, and like I said, you're doing a wonderful job, and I'm anticipating the song. Pamela Townsend on the Acoustic Hour, 1160 WCCS.
Could it be an angel knocking at your door? Would you treat them with kindness as if it were the Lord? There are strangers all around who need some love and care. Would you entertain them gladly with God's love to share? You may never know their name or where they're from just the same. It could be an angel knocking at your door. Knocking at your door, would you treat them with kindness as if it were the Lord? There are strangers all around who need some love and care. Would you entertain them gladly with God's love to share? You may never know their name or where they're from just the same.
Very nice. Could be an angel. And this is on. This isn't on the CD that you have, correct?
No.
This is on the new CD that'll be coming out.
We're working on it.
Very nice stuff here. Now, if people go to your website, can they order both CDs that you have out?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you have a special price for those, or are they, if you buy them together, you get this price, or are they all separate, or how do you do that?
Usually, we offer them $15 or two for $25.
Two for $25. And good holiday gifts?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. folks, you can go to her website, Pamela Townsend, like it said, .com, get more information. Her email, Pamela at PamelaTownsend.com. Twyla, if you like Twyla Paris, this is kind of Twyla Parish. Twyla Parish. I don't know if that's a word, but it's Twyla Parish. But it's really nice stuff, and she has a CD. It's I Want to Praise, Pamela Townsend, and she also has Let My Light Shine, and she's playing some selections that are going to be on the next CD at some point. Is there anything out there that you wanted to say that you haven't said here?
Just that tonight at the Altoona Lions Church, we're going to be doing a concert there at 6:30, and the gentleman you heard singing Psalm 18 with me is
right.
Also going to be singing some with me and some independently, so
okay.
It's going to be a good time.
What's his name, the gentleman, again?
Randy Ridbaum.
And he's a good friend of yours?
Actually, I just met him at this church, and he had never done any recording or anything, and he had a ball.
Uh-huh.
It was a lot of fun.
Uh-huh. So, and is this to raise money, a benefit of some kind, or?
Actually, it's, we've been wanting to do this concert for for some time, and our pastor has been gracious and allowed us to do a concert tonight.
Okay, now, what's the admission? Is it free admission, or can?
It's free admission,
okay.
Yes.
And this is at the, what church again, for our listeners?
Altoona Lions Church. It's right off of I-99 on 17th Street.
Okay. How long would it take to get there from here? Do you have any idea?
Probably an hour.
Okay. And that's tonight, if you want to hear her live. And if they want more information in terms of schedules, they can go to PamelaTownsend.com. Easy to get to. Very interesting site. A lot of neat things happening. Resources, links, contacts, and things like that. And again, folks, if you want to put that in your favorites or in your bookmarks, that's PamelaTownsend.com. And we just really enjoyed the fact that you came here, and we hope that you decide to come back.
Oh, sure.
What do you think?
Appreciate it. Thank you very much for having me.
Was it fun?
Yes, it was a ball. You're a good sport, too.
Oh, thanks. And we didn't pay her to say that. She said that out of the kindness of her heart. She shared her heart with us in her music. And, you know, I always say it's always nice for musicians and artists to bring their family and let their family be a part of what they're doing. And you shared a piece of your heart with us, your ministry. And to support the ministry, you can go to PamelaTownsend.com. We do appreciate that. And again, Let My Light Shine. It obviously has shined here and warmed up the studios, the acoustic studios on 1160 WCCS. We will see you in the future. God bless to you.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
Take care.